I mean, you guys know if you listen to podcasts, we've talked about them before. We even taste tested some. So Josh, you know, would say would love for loved for us to try the meals, and I said, well, I think we definitely would love some free food. But no, I think it. He provides a service that a lot of clients can. Honestly, they really need, because one of the hardest things that I gather from clients, one of the hardest things for them to do is to cook healthy meals on a consistent basis. Just their lifestyle is not conducive to it. And I mean, it takes dedication to it, really, to get that meal prep going. Some people just don't want to do it. And luckily, companies like Josh exist out there. His company is called Fit4U Foods.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for checking out this week's episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. It's Shannon and Nick coming at you for this week's episode. And we thought about having some little jingle bells in the background because it's officially the holidays. And what better way to share some holiday spirit and maybe get us a little gift than actually going and leaving us a review in the iTunes or Apple Podcast apps.
Yeah, and you're even about Spotify. We're on Spotify
or
too.
Spotify. Sharing that love is actually a really great way to show that you are enjoying the show and actually ensures that the show reaches more people. So please just drop us a line, share that little note, and that would make our holidays all that much more merrier.
Yes, that's right. And I know we still have Thanksgiving to get through, but Christmas is right around the corner, so if you're in the mood, as Shannon said. But speaking of,
I start celebrating the holidays in October, let's be honest.
We've been listening to Christmas music for months now. But speaking of kind of Thanksgiving, which I feel is more centered around the delicious meal we partake in, or meals, I guess we should say, we've got a very food-centric episode today. We're actually not only doing a little meal review, but also doing a live taste test. So very food-centric, which is very popular nowadays. Or not popular, but this time of year, a lot of emphasis on foods and dinner parties and going to parties and whatnot. So
yeah, we're kind of covering both sides of the holidays, I feel like, this year. Because during the holidays, you're crazy busy, and you don't have time to, like, even sometimes make a good meal for yourself. It seems like everything's more rushed. It's really hard to carve out that time to meal plan and do all that difficult stuff.
Did you say carve or carb?
Carve.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say carve out the time.
Carve out the time? Yeah. No, carve. It's also a little Thanksgiving pun for
you.
Carving. Mm. So we know that, like, the meal prep and the cooking and all that stuff can be really labor-intensive, time-consuming, painful. Oh, yeah. So in that spirit, when we were approached by a, like, meal service here in the Tampa area, we decided that we would check them out. And if we liked them, we would give you guys the full review. So that is going to be one of the items we talk about today. You're going to find out exactly what we have to say.
Right.
And maybe this is something you can give a little shot yourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. First,
and then on the other side, what's the other side that we're doing?
We definitely have some sweet treats that we're trying. One popular beverage this time of year is eggnog. So I'm a huge fan of that. Grew up having my grandmother make homemade eggnog. Actually going to go maybe the alternative milk route. We got a couple different selections that are not the traditional eggnog recipe.
Cream. Yeah. It's basically as you know, we like to do this every once in a while where we try to find a quote-unquote healthier option of a classic, like, sweet treat junk food kind of situation. There's always loads on the market, especially during times of the year like this. So yeah, we're gonna risk it all today and try some eggnog alternatives.
Right. Yes, but first, quick training recap. Obviously, we're still grinding away at our own training. One thing I want to give everybody an update on is the ETT challenge. Added a new challenge that I think we're probably going to ride out till Thanksgiving, and that is kind of, it meshes well with today's topic. It is cook, or at least have one home-cooked meal a day. So I guess cook one meal at home per day until Thanksgiving.
That's a good...
So, and it's not just dinner. Breakfast, tough, lunch, or good. Dinner. All you gotta do is cook one meal. That's why.
You do breakfast too?
Yeah. See, that's interesting because I shared that with one of the participants of the challenge today. He was like, man, he's like, I don't know if I can do it. It's like, he's like, I can't cook dinner every night. So I was like, well, what about breakfast and lunch? He's like, oh, yeah, meal. One home cooked meal. I don't know why everybody thinks associates that's dinner, but.
Can you use leftovers? Yes. One of your.
Well, I mean.
Home cooked meals.
You cooked it,
but you would like didn't necessarily cook it during that day. But you cooked it.
No, I'll allow that. Cause yeah, it's like you packing your lunch. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
All right, then I definitely could get behind this challenge. Then
I know that's what I say. They're not unattainable like challenges. Why people look at them, it's so far no alcohol till Thanksgiving. That was week one.
I'm sure a lot of people went, huh?
Then we went to, what did we do next? Oh, keep a food journal until Thanksgiving.
And then sweets.
And then no sweets after eight till Thanksgiving. And then this new one is have one home-cooked meal every day until Thanksgiving. Have at least one home-cooked meal a day until Thanksgiving. I worded much better on our Instagram. Hashtag ETT challenge. So that's what we've been working towards, you know, having some participants and keeping up with them, see how they're doing with the challenge. Also been training a new client, high school student, who is a rower and or crew. Yes, as I guess the kids, the proper term of it. And he is dead set on getting a D1 scholarship. For rowing, so he is working hard, comes several days before he goes to school, several days a week to come and train before he goes to school, and then of course trains 6 days a week. That's go Monday through Saturday.
Impressive.
Yep, so he's really putting the work in, and it's inspiring to see somebody at that age take it, and he lives far away from the gym, so he drives a long distance to come to the gym, then goes to school. So he's somebody that's dedicated and really wants it. So that's good, and I'm very excited to be working
with him. That's like inspiring to work with someone like that, though.
Absolutely. I agree. And it's interesting. It's kind of rubbing off. I have another client who's younger. They actually go to the same school, but he was taking a little break. He's coming back, or his mom was deciding, hey, I don't know if I want him to come back. It's hard to get him up for that early. I mean, 7 a.m. for high school. I mean, this kid's not in high school. He's in 7th grade. But I told her a story about the other athlete, and she was like, I think that'd be a good example to show him what it takes if he really wants to try to excel at the next level.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely right. I think it's a great he's a great example, and so far he's been very dedicated. And excited to keep working with them.
Cool.
Yeah.
So for my training recap, I am very happy to say that I really just tried to recommit. I've not done the ETT challenge. I know that may come as a surprise considering I share a house with the creator. But I have instead chosen to use this time to try and recommit myself to regular movement, like almost every day. And it's something I've not been able to do, in order to find the time. And then I felt like I went through a period where I just felt crappy, and then I got sick. And this last week, I have moved my body almost every single day.
Nice.
which feels great. And it doesn't mean a long time. And I also started I bought one of those like ebooks online that was specifically for, it's Hit to Invert. And it's a specific HIIT workout program that basically helps condition your body to hold handstand, headstands, and arm balances. So inversions specifically in yoga. But because those are rather advanced moves and they do require, it's not just muscle and strength. There's muscle memory involved. There's alignment that's involved. There's a lot more to it than just having arm strength or something. There's a lot of core development, shoulder, wrist strength, finger strength. So these exercises are all kind of centered around building you. So it's like you kind of do, it's like yoga drills. It's really basically like power yoga is what I would call it. But it's an interesting approach to yoga that I've really not taken on a regular basis. And I'm kind of excited to see if I can build up those areas I know I need development in order to start playing with, I get upside down, but to actually play upside down and to do some handstands and things in addition to my very limited headstands, I think would be that's really exciting kind of challenge for me.
Yeah.
So starting to play with that, and dear goodness, I did the first workout a couple days ago. My entire upper body is so sore today.
Wow. I like to see some of those moves.
Holy moly. Yeah.
Nice.
So that's my training recap. So Peloton HIIT workouts, specifically these power yoga HIIT workouts, and then yoga have been what I've been doing this last week, and it's felt really good.
Sweet. Well, that's good. I'm like I said, I definitely want to see what those exercises you included in that HIIT to inversion. Is that what it's called?
HIIT to invert.
Invert. Okay.
Yeah. I'll share. I printed out the little ebook. I'll share it with you.
Excellent. Cool. So, training recap's done. Now, let's jump into our first food-related topic, as you so eloquently introduced, is that we were approached by a local meal preparatory company. Is that
a meal preparatory? Preparatory? Sounds like a prep school.
Very, very fancy. Meal prep company is actually a single owner company. Really just started off. His name is Josh Lowell. I believe that's how you pronounce it, Lowew. Josh reached out to me on Instagram and saw my the ET Tampa Instagram and was curious if any of my clients needed any or would be in need of a meal prep delivery service. And you guys know, if you listen to podcasts, we've talked about them before. We even taste tested some. So Josh, would say we'd love for us to try the meals. And I said, well, I think we definitely would love some free food. But no, I think he provides a service that a lot of clients can, honestly, they really need, because one of the hardest things that I gather from clients, one of the hardest things for them to do is to cook healthy meals on a consistent basis. Just their lifestyle is not conducive to it. And I mean, it takes dedication to it, really, to get that meal prep going. Some people just don't want to do it. And luckily, companies like Josh exist out there. His company is called Fit4U Foods. The best way to see more information on this is on Facebook. It is Fit4U Foods. Facebook.com/fit4ufoods/. Okay. And it's fit the number four. Forward slash. Facebook.com/fit4ufoods, all one word, /. So that's the best way to check it out. And of course, we'll put the link on our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. So Josh and I kind of got a little talk before we exchanged the meals, and he was somebody who really developed this company after being a part of a six-week kind of transformation challenge boot camp at a gym. And, you know, he was part of the group, and he said he approached the leader of the group and asked about how people were with their dedication to, like, the nutrition portion of the challenge, the six-week challenge. Because the trainer or the person who was leading the group provided nutrition guidelines, but that's kind of where they left it. So Josh was like, hey, would you be willing if I cooked some of the meals that met the nutrition guidelines you set forth and then provided it to them, would that be okay? And of course the person, the trainer or the owner of the facility took him up on it, and then he discovered his love for this, you know.
So does he have a food background?
He does. He has a culinary background. He was that was his, you know, educational background, was culinary school. Then he tried to transfer his career to more into business and I believe in the financial field, but then discovered that he wasn't really, that was not his niche, that cooking was actually his niche, the culinary field was. So he went and started this company. Like I said, working hard, really kind of by himself, and gets to take advantage of those kind of cool places that are popping out a lot, are popping up around the area, especially here in Tampa, and I'm sure around the country, is shared kitchens. So there's facilities, a couple different facilities around Tampa Bay where he just rents kitchen time and probably fridge space and then prepares the meals there.
It's pretty cool.
So we got two meals. I myself got, and you guys will hear us, we'll be opening our phones because I know Shannon and I both took pictures and took notes. I got the taco ground turkey with black bean, corn, and pico de gallo, and brown rice. Hey, do you know what pico de gallo means?
I don't know.
Rooster beak. How about that? But basically, it just means salsa, kind of fresh made salsa.
Way to kill that for me.
I'm just saying. I looked it up too. I didn't know.
It's something of.
Gallo is.
Rooster?
Rooster.
Mm-hmm. Beak of the rooster?
Yeah.
Wow.
No.
Okay.
All right, right?
Okay.
Anyways, more you know. Anyways, so.
Fun fact.
And we both got regular size meals. I was talking with Josh, and you kind of see, you guys will see on the pictures we put up, that he has a trim, which is, I guess, kind of the smaller one, a regular size meal, and an elite size meal. And they go up, obviously, in calorie count, or obviously they go up in either one macro or another, whether it be protein or the calories or so on and so forth. So with my meal, as you can probably gather from the description, ground turkey, black bean and corn, then I had the pico de gallo, the salsa, and then brown rice. And I have to say, I was a little worried it was going to be dry, you know, kind of like just going to have to add some sort of a sauce to it or something. But he had a really good, almost marinated type of sauce into the turkey and the pico de gallo. So, and the spice was really good. I don't know if it was, if it was a little bit of cayenne or ancho chili or something like that.
Yeah.
But it was really, like, flavorful.
Yeah.
But it wasn't spicy. It had kind of that lingering heat, which I really like. You know, yeah, it wasn't like, just punch you in the face heat.
I like a, slow build.
Yes, it was a slow burn for sure. So that was, it was very, very tasty and very filling. You know, I ate it over a certain amount of time and, or like probably 10 or 15 minutes it took me to finish. So this meal, depending on the size, was anywhere from 350 to 475 calories. And as a lot of the options you can do, or the couple of options you have, you can add more protein if you want to, double the protein. So if you're looking for high protein meals, these are a good option. And this meal specifically was very high in protein. And I think for a lot of people who are trying to, you know, maybe get on a little bit healthier habits, I think adding more protein is a good idea because usually it keeps you fuller longer. So I was a big fan of this, and I like, obviously, the delivery aspect of it. Also, you know, I don't know if with all the containers, if they can be recycled. Hopefully they can be. I know one option we've heard another company do before is they pick up their containers to be reused. Don't know the same thing can happen for these, but I think that would be good something. And maybe I'll talk with Josh about that because he was very receptive about getting feedback so he can keep making improvements to his company. Yeah. So let's talk about your meal.
So I chose the Vietnamese meatballs with steamed snow peas and rice cauliflower. And I will say, like, you know, these are the regular size. So straight out of the gate, I noticed that there was a really good amount of food in this. I mean, I had this for my lunch. My lunch is usually my biggest meal of the day. And it was a lot of food. Honestly, I ended up with almost a third of this that I couldn't eat because there was so much food for me. Mm-hmm. And I also will say that the Vietnamese meatballs, I'm guessing this is one thing that I would like to see from him more is what the heck is in this stuff, like right. The ingredients, or at least just a general description of like what kind of meat was used.
Right.
I don't really know. I mean, it could have been turkey, or it could have been a super, super
lean beef.
Lean beef. I mean, Vietnamese, I think, is usually beef.
Well, yeah. I don't think they use turkey in Vietnamese.
Yeah. So, but I don't know if that was like authentic.
Right.
So, like, I had a lot of questions as to, like, what I was actually eating as a person who likes to know
yep.
what exactly is going into her body. I really was curious about that. But the rice cauliflower was pretty straightforward. I thought it was going to be, you know, swampy.
Uh-huh.
You know how rice cauliflower can be swampy. And it wasn't, actually. It was pretty. It was a good complement to the very strong flavored meatballs, like
right.
great spices used in there. You know, you took a bite and you felt satisfied because there was so much flavor.
Right.
And then the snow peas were not mushy. They were nicely cooked.
Nice.
The big kind of like questions that I truly had were in relation to what exactly I was consuming. The only other question that I had, I think the one last thing I had was that there weren't any cooking directions
right.
so. On this. And that was something that I'm sure, like, after reviewing his Facebook page and everything, I'm sure that he probably has, like, general cooking instructions that you can get from him because he actually posts his weekly menu on his Facebook. So each week he posts kind of what's available, and you can get your orders in for the following week. So I think that it was probably just a kind of special circumstance. You probably get some of this information directly from the preparer himself.
Yes. Yeah, and we were talking about that, plus especially the thing about the ingredients that you mentioned, because we've tested these meals before, like I said, and a couple places aren't forthcoming with their ingredients.
Yeah.
They are worried about people copying their meals. I talked with Josh about that. He said, not a problem. He said, essentially, the label is essentially the second edition of the label. He said it's going to be a constantly evolving thing. And if he sees and if he thinks there's a need for having the ingredient list on there, he has no problem sharing that with them or putting it on there also. So that's what he said.
Yeah.
So I think the
putting it somewhere. It doesn't even have to be on the label of the meal.
Maybe somewhere you can find it online or something.
Yeah,
right.
Something like that.
Yep. But he was very forthcoming about that, saying that, you know, this that is still, he's obviously rather new to this company, not to cooking, but to
running this kind of
company. Exactly. A meal prep that will offer meals to people. So he's always appreciating the feedback, he said. So having a new iteration of the label with ingredients and cooking directions may be the next step.
Yep.
So if you see that sometime in the future, you may be able to think.
Yeah.
The
so
Addicted to Fitness Podcast.
Do we have pricing information on
yes.
what this is?
Yes. And
too?
Actually, usually the meals run between $12 to $13. But Josh said that for people who listen and mention that you heard about it on the Addicted Fitness Podcast, you will get $10 meals for an introductory offer, depending on how many you buy and what type of package you buy. So he'll cut down anywhere from, you know, 10 to 15% off your meal, your per meal package, and also do free delivery because he offers delivery to either maybe your fitness location, like a gym or a training studio, or even a work location. So he offered those two incentives, the little discount on your kind of introductory meals, and free delivery. So you guys can talk to Josh or you can contact Josh. As we mentioned already, the Facebook page, the Fit For You Foods. Just search that on Facebook. You can also email him at fitforyoufoods, remember, number 4, at gmail.com. And his number, also, if you're looking to call, 252-503-5223. So that is a great offer, and anybody who's looking maybe to get on the healthy eating track but don't have the time to prepare the meals, get a hold of Josh, and let's see how you guys can help or have him help you.
Yeah. We will also put that information on our social media channels and in the show notes for this episode as well, just so that you can have it quick and handy in case you are in your car and you cannot write this down.
There you go. All right, so let's move on to the other taste test, essentially. Live taste test that we're going to do.
Let's crack open some nogs.
Yeah, so I don't know how necessarily healthy these are. I guess they're healthier
They're healthier in the sense that they're probably not going to have the negative effect, or as we like to affectionately call it, gastric distress, that is caused by the really, really rich recipe that is eggnog. I mean, like heavy cream, but then like adding eggs, I mean, it's just so much. Like I can take one sip of a real eggnog and get stomach cramps.
Right. Yeah. Somebody who has lactose intolerance, it could definitely be issue. So I don't know about, nutritionally wise, I don't know if it's that much difference, but definitely, like I said, you're lactose free, that can definitely mean a lot to a lot of people. So
yeah, and I think the calories are probably also somewhat of a
maybe, yeah, because they don't have eggs. So yeah, the calories are definitely different, and I don't know if that means they're necessarily better because they might make up with it with more sugar. But it'd be interesting to see what the labels are for how much sugar there are per half cup compared from one to the other.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got two options. We've got a coconut milk option and an almond milk option. So our almond milk option is from Blue Diamond Almond Breeze. It's almond milk nug. Okay? Classic variation, and trust me, there are many different variations of nug there. Even Southern Comfort is getting into the nog game. They're actually a Southern Comfort nog without.
That actually sounds
interesting. Non-alcoholic, okay? So the almond milk nog, a half a cup, 4 ounces, 70 calories, 1.5 grams of fat, 14 grams of carbohydrates, 11 of that being sugar, and 1 gram of protein.
Okay, so can we reference what a classic eggnog has for some of these things?
Mm-hmm.
As a kind of basis for comparison. So for 1 cup of just traditional eggnog, you talked about, what did you talk about, calories?
Calories.
Calories.
70.
Is 223.
Okay, so I gotta multiply these by 4. Or no, what is it? You have 1 cup?
1 cup.
Okay, so multiply these by 2. So you said.
So 223 is what I have for calories.
This is 140. Milk.
Total fat, 11 grams. 7 grams are saturated.
3 here.
And it includes polyunsaturated and monounsaturated fats. It has... what was the next one you did?
Carbohydrates.
Carbohydrates, 20 grams.
Right. This has... that has 20 grams?
20 grams.
Okay, this has 28 grams of carbohydrates.
And 20 grams of sugar.
This has 22 grams of sugar. These almond breeze and then with a little bit more sugar. And
12 grams of protein.
This has 2 grams of protein. So more sugar.
So mostly.
Less protein and fat.
Mostly what you're getting,
yeah.
Is just a lot less lawless fat. So if you
a lot
need
less
to,
protein.
And yeah, significantly
put more more sugar in these.
So not, yeah, not a huge difference though.
No, but yeah, that's what they're. It seems to make up for the protein and fat with sugar.
On the upside, because there's dairy in this, there's vitamin 31% of your daily value, vitamin D, and calcium.
Nice. All right, so almond milk, first one. We are going to do the coconut milk. Coconut milk, it's pretty comparable to what Shannon just mentioned. Total calories is 90, so 180 for a full cup, 4 grams of fat, 30 grams of carbohydrates, 30 grams being right from sugar. So this has even more sugar.
Zero protein.
And then zero
this doesn't have any
nutrients, too.
Yes.
Yeah, micronutrients. So
this is basically just empty calories right here.
Coconut milk and then sugar is essentially all that's in. And some nutmeg.
So maybe what we'll really end up talking about from this review is these are like marketed as a lot, quote unquote, better for you. But depending on what you're like, kind of what you need, you know, if you don't really have a desire or real big care that the fat is of concern, or maybe you are looking for more protein or you are looking for nutrients, we might just discover that classic eggnog, if you can stomach it.
Well, like you said, I think it's rich, and I think the reason it might be rich is because it's filling.
It's got a lot of crap in there.
Yeah. I mean, the combination of sugar and fat, I'm not a huge fan of, because that's what I've heard a lot of bad things about.
Yeah.
But also, pure sugar like this with no other macronutrients.
With nothing to redeem it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how much better it is, but anyways, ingredients, almond milk, sugar, some other things. Really, this one, it doesn't even have, or spice is the last one. Because on a couple of the other ones, I saw nutmeg on there. But this one just said spice. I'm not going to lie. This is...
Please only pour a little bit for me.
This is... But we're both going to drink out of this.
Oh, good.
So, I'm not a huge fan of the Blue Diamond anyways. We don't buy Blue Diamond brand.
No.
We buy Wiz Khalifa Farms for ours.
Khalifia.
What? Oh, sorry.
Khalifia. I actually follow them on Instagram now. They have a lovely variety of...
And they did have a nog.
Oh, they did?
But it was just such a huge carton. It was a jug. It was like the big jug that we get for when we do
We would have had to use that.
And I was like, I just can't buy this. It's just a waste. It had better...
Should have gotten it as creamer for coffee.
Yeah, that's true. It had better nutrition and everything. It actually had spices in it and stuff. So I think if I really wanted to buy an alternative nog, we'd go with Wiz Khalifa Farms.
It's not Wiz Khalifa. You're talking bad brand information here.
I'm sure they would love to be associated with Wiz Khalifa.
I don't think so.
Why not? All right.
How much time do you have?
Almond milk nog. It's got the noggy flavor.
The noggy.
It's a little thin. But definitely has that nog flavor, which is like that classic nutmeg.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to like it. It's still thick, like it still coats a glass. But it seems even light on the nose.
Light on the nose, nog.
Mm-hmm.
Its third ingredient is rice starch, so I wonder if that's what's making like the thickening agent.
I would guess yes, and. It tastes like it has that has a certain amount of thickness, like when you actually taste it, but it vanishes pretty fast, and I feel like it leaves kind of like that a slightly starchy aftertaste.
Just, yeah.
But then it goes away. I mean, it doesn't linger at all. So, actually, I mean, it's pretty tasty. It's not overpowering.
No.
I think if you are using this as like a compliment for something in like a recipe, it wouldn't be a bad flavor option.
So that was the almond milk one. As we said,
I like it.
One serving, which is a half a cup, 70 calories, 1.5 grams of fat, 14 grams of carbs, 11 of that grams being sugar, and 1 gram of protein.
All right. I think I would want to put some spices in it, though.
Yeah. Now we're going to the coconut milk, okay?
And
looks like it might have visible spices.
This so delicious. Who I have used some of their products. Their coconut products. Their coconut ice cream is actually pretty darn good.
I can smell it's a little bit more of the eggnog smell, or the nose, as you call
it. It sounds so pretentious. Ooh, they make whipped cream, too.
You know, I thought it would be thicker, but it's not. It seems to be a little bit thinner. I almost drank too much of it.
I know, I was going to say, thanks for leaving me a teeny tiny little drop. Apparently Nick needed a little bit extra.
Well, I was surprised that it was actually almost a little thinner, almost a little waterier. Wow. They're promise there's no booze in this.
It's a much lighter viscosity, thinner viscosity.
Yeah.
Doesn't coat the glass nearly as much as the almond milk. But they're definitely you can see there's spices. It is spicy.
So coconut milk's the main ingredient. Cane sugar, second main ingredient. Sea salt.
It smells sweeter.
Nutmeg. Nutmeg is in there, and they didn't even have nutmeg on the almond milk one.
That's like a key ingredient.
I know.
To eggnog.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. This doesn't taste to me like classic eggnog. You know what this tastes like?
What?
It tastes like you know the syrups that they have for like lattes and stuff at Starbucks and everything? You know, like those concentrated sweeteners?
Sure.
It kind of tastes like an eggnog, like they have the eggnog latte.
Oh, yeah, they do.
It kind of tastes like the syrup that I would imagine flavors that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I'm kind of disappointed in this one, to be honest.
For some reason, I mean, we use coconut milk around the house, canned coconut milk too, and I had higher expectations for it, I think.
I feel like I would like this better, honestly, if it was a freaking ice cream.
Yeah.
It's really, really disappointing as a...
alternative?
Or as a beverage.
No, yeah. As a beverage altogether. Wow. You are disappointing. Disappointing as a beverage.
Well, I mean, for an eggnog beverage, you know, like if it was an ice cream, I think I would actually like it. It would be like a fun little ice cream flavor, but it's too sweet. There's not enough richness. I would happily drink some of the almond breeze nog. I would definitely drink some of that as an alternative, but I would kind of say skip the coconut version.
Yeah, the So Delicious Coconut Milk Holiday Nog definitely doesn't pass the test. The almond breeze is surprisingly not shabby. I've had the soy milk nog version, and it was pretty good too.
I really believe if you put some extra seasoning in here, if you put like a little extra nutmeg in there, or actually any, they have cinnamon on the.
Yeah, it says spice is the last ingredient, which means it's the smallest amount,
it needs a little bit more spice.
Yes,
but you could doctor this up. Mm-hmm. I imagine it would be delightful with some adult beverage in there if you warmed it up a little bit.
Right.
Warmed
up the nog.
Yeah, sounds like a hot toddy.
Yeah.
No, I think that
milk-like.
I think beverage. It would be.
I guess
I mean,
warm
it's
milk,
like hot
right?
chocolate. Yeah, yeah. Everybody has some form of a hot beverage that they drink around the holidays.
All right, so for today's taste test, the almond breeze nog beats the pants off the coconut milk.
Yeah.
So Delicious holiday nog.
Sadly, skip So Delicious.
Yeah.
It's not so delicious.
Right. Wow.
That was horribly uncreative. I'm so sorry.
We got it's a
little late.
We hope you guys have a great holiday. There's more than one coming up, so we will talk to you before, you know, Christmas rolls around, so you guys will have plenty of opportunity to taste as many dogs as you want, but once again, do it in moderation, please.
I know, and if anybody out there makes their own nog, and maybe you found a recipe for making your own homemade nog that you would like to share with us.
Yeah.
Let us know, because I think the last time I made an eggnog version of something, it was a eggnog, like, cream sauce.
Okay.
That went over a dessert, and it was really good.
Well, sounds good.
So, I'm open to eggnog.
Yep.
Find me a version my stomach doesn't hate.
All right. You got anything else for them?
Nope.
Well, I know that we definitely want you guys to keep sharing this podcast.
Yes.
It's that time of year, like I said, Shannon mentioned, if you guys are so inclined to give us a nice little gift of a rating review in iTunes, Apple Podcasts, or your preferred podcast app, we greatly appreciate it. And make sure you give us a holler so we can get you guys on the podcast in our listeners' talkback session.
Yes, indeed. Stay tuned for some more exciting reviews and updates on some near future episodes.
All right. This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Happy holidays.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter at the ATF podcast, and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks.